USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi plans to send two articles of impeachment to the Senate next week. In a letter to House colleagues, Pelosi says she's instructed Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler to prepare a resolution to appoint House managers for the Senate impeachment trial. When it comes to a lengthy impeachment trial in the Senate, Susan Crabtree with Real Clear Politics reminds everyone.
Timing is really concerning for both Republicans and Democrats, a little bit more burdensome for Democrats. She has said that she can walk and chew gum at the same time, but she has several Democratic senators running for president, as you know, Amy Klobuchar, Elizabeth Warren, and Bernie Sanders, and they're in the fight of their lives.
At least 11 people, including a firefighter and police officer, are dead because of the severe weather this weekend across the South. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
More U.S. soldiers have been killed in Afghanistan. USA Radio Network's John Hunt has the story.
Two United States service members were killed and two others injured when their vehicle was hit by a roadside bomb in southern Afghanistan. In keeping with Defense Department rules, the U.S. military did not identify the service members. The Taliban immediately took responsibility for the attack. More than 2,400 United States service members have been killed in Afghanistan. Last year was one of the deadliest for the U.S., with 23 American troops killed, even after Washington engaged in peace talks with the Taliban.
Bernie Sanders is leading a new poll in Iowa less than a month before the state's Democratic presidential caucus. According to the Des Moines Register CNN poll, the Vermont senator vaulted into first place with 20% support. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren trails closely at 17. Mayor Pete and former Vice President Joe Biden round out the top four. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
America's weight problem is so bad that a recently published report in the New England Journal of Medicine predicts over half of the nation will be obese in just 10 years. To make matters worse, one-fourth of the country will be more than 100 pounds overweight. Health experts are increasingly pointing to the sugar addiction in America as a root of the problem. Food addiction specialist Molly Carmel says it's hard to find foods without sugar these days.
I really promote people starting to look at nutrition labels. And for me, I started, the fifth ingredient rule is really helpful to me. My friend Nikki Glantz, the nutritionist that wrote the book with me, she came up with this. And if sugar, and by the way, it's 61 aliases, so it doesn't just say sugar, it says sucralose, right? It says high fructose corn syrup. So those oses in those syrups are so important. And if they are the fifth ingredient or more on the ingredient list, they are good to go. But if they're less, it's a food that you do not want to be picking up because it will be increasing your sensitivity to sugar.
And finally, the LSU Tigers and Clemson Tigers will meet in the College Football National Championship game in New Orleans on Monday. Top-ranked LSU enters the game coming off a record performance from Heisman Trophy-winning quarterback Joe Burrow against Oklahoma. Meanwhile, Clemson is looking to defend their national championship after winning last year. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.